Hi, this is Dr. Leslie from drlesleetoday.com, and thank you for joining my podcast. Today's topic is Family in the New Millennium, Role Reversal. When Rosie the Riveter's husband returned from World War II, so did her life without options outside of the kitchen. American life was set in stone. Men provided, while women were the caretakers and housewives. This is still the American dream so many want, but in reality can't achieve, because they do not have enough money to support it. Therefore, they feel trapped and frustrated by the responsibility to maintain it. Not to mention, the relationship between the spouses has resulted more often than not in doubt, emotional stress, separation, and divorce. In the new millennium, it's not enough that each household aspire to have one computer, cell phone, car, flat screen, iPod, and Nintendo, but now each individual in the house must have one of their own. Otherwise, you're selfish, cheap, or playing favorite as a parent. The result, the members of Generation Jones and Generation X are facing a role reversal of the American dream. This generation of women will not just be going back to work until their husbands are reemployed and then return home. Instead, many will continue to work and continue their housewife responsibilities. They will have to contribute not only to maintaining their family, but paying off what seems like insurmountable debt. Here is a slice of American pie that will have a lasting impact on the traditional roles of the spouses. The fear, anxiety, and frustration of women who anticipated marriage as their guarantee of financial security, but now the dream of being a stay-at-home mom or housewife may not be a reality. For those already married, they are the women who for the first time realize their husbands are human and are no longer equipped to protect them from the outside world. In previous blogs, I have firmly stated my full support of Real Housewives and the importance of their hard work at home and raising their child. That being said, for some women, there is no tolerance for their husband's emotional breakdown in watching their business, long career or job in a specific area, which often does not translate easily to another field of work, fail. Men from mid to early 40s through 65 and 70 are suddenly faced with completely starting over in the real estate market, car business, factory assembly, corporate careers, textile. The list is so long and may not be pretty. I am disheartened by the stories I've heard in 2009 that reflect our unwillingness as women to extend to our men the same emotional support we so desperately want filled by our man. Our men need us as they transition from provider to house husband until they can figure out what's next. For some, house husbands may become a permanent answer while their wives earn the higher salary. Despite what you may or may not think of men, and girl, I understand, they generally do have their family's best interests at heart. They want us to have the house in a great neighborhood, good schools for our children, support our passions, great vacations, and all the pretty things, whatever it is in your lifestyle that you and your children want. However, in the first 6 months of unemployment, we see them struggle and feeling defeated by the job market in their own fields. Some take any job while looking for another. By the second 6 months, we are disappointed, disgusted by their being at home and not, by being at home and need for them to start doing the chores that you no longer have the time to complete. I wholeheartedly agree whoever is home should take care of the home. Unfortunately, they are struggling with depression and anxiety as the job market is bleak and funds have all about run out. They are not proud of sitting on the couch overwhelmed and feeling defunct. They do not know the symptoms of depression. We begin to believe they have become lazy, taking advantage of the situation as a temporary vacation while we scramble to keep it all going. But what if, for these men, this is the first time they have enough time off to actually feel those feelings you so wish they had explored in the first 5 years of your marriage? What if their traditional coping strategies no longer work as they struggle to redefine themselves and they feel they are too old to ask for new role models? What if, instead of yelling at them to get off the couch and listening to your family and friends validate for you that he is now a bum, you also find new coping strategies to become his team member rather than his judge and jury? yelling like the coach from the bleachers, "Get up, USOB!" Yes. You need the money now, but at what cost to him, kids, and your marriage? The man you thought you married is still there, but he needs a chance to regroup. His internal life, his ego as he knows it, has been shattered. You don't have to understand a way a man thinks to support him as one human being to another. He needs to know you still value and appreciate him. He needs your acknowledgement that he has been a good man, and you will be there to catch him when he falls. We women have forgotten our men are temporarily wounded. They are not damaged or broken, and their self-esteem is in effect injured. I am speaking of the family man who spent his life with good intentions, protecting, providing, and taking pride in his accomplishments as a father. The guy who doesn't ask for extra credit by doing the right thing, such as being faithful. The guy that didn't bail when relationship issues were tough and the kids were acting out. The guy who, even if divorced or separated, is still reliable. Yeah, that guy who bought into the original meaning of the American dream. And ladies, I've met them, and they're out there. During these harsh economic times, we all need to pull together. It's easy to be happy when you're well. It's very easy to be happy when all things are well. Now is the time to remember why you are together and what are the most important things in your life. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to respond with question, answers, or concerns, please feel free to join me on my blog at drleslietoday.com/blog, or simply go to drleslietoday.com to see if there are other articles of interest. And I thank you for listening. Have an excuse-free life.